Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, February 19, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with
right. Good morning, TNT. How you guys doing? All right. So, a couple of things. Ray, I'm sending you a text real quick. I don't know if it's true or not, but you should probably look at it. Second thing, guys, I got to tell you guys can't tell. I've been really, really sick over the weekend. I don't know, flu, cold, something, fever, all that. So I'm going to try and get through this call as much as I can. And we're going to do that. All right. So, Ray, did we see anything out?
Let's see. We didn't do a Monday call, so we have updates from Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
All right. Let's go through that.
Oh. Oh, what? Okay, let's see. Somehow the time got off with the blog talk. So, do we want to just reschedule for the bottom half of the hour?
Well, I don't know how to say that. I didn't really want to do a long call because I'm not feeling too good. But we need to come back, we'll come back.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Maybe it was fate.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we'll do the updates real quick, and then you can just give us the current where we are now based on all of that. Saturday update, February 15. Alawi has completed all 22 cabinet names, and the blocks are giving him a difficult time because he didn't give any of them a chance to voice their opinion, not to mention that five of his selectees are women. With this totally new government, one that the citizens want, Alawi is meeting stiff opposition and receiving threats on his life from the Iranian-backed militia. The blocs are mad at Alawi and threaten to not show up Sunday, preventing a quorum for the requested vote. This may push the vote to Tuesday. Time will tell. Then on the Sunday's flow of information, that morning, five rockets disturbed the green zone on the side of the U.S. Embassy Sunday morning. The dawn brings rockets and explosions. Parliament is reportedly fighting Alawi. There were supposed to be 170 voters and to pass the cabinet, but the Iranian proxy is blocking the process and now wanting new names within 48 hours. There is talk of dissolving Parliament altogether, and more bombings are taking place in the streets today. Alawi will now submit his cabinet on Tuesday, and if that fails, the process may fall apart and dissolve, as desired by the Iranian proxy. That afternoon, Sunday afternoon info flowed in. Areas around the U.S. Embassy are receiving attacks, perceivably from Hezbollah. U.S. military presence is notably smaller, and the news is stating that the troops have relocated to Syria and that the camps around the Green Zone are vacated. Sadr followers are chanting, "Goodbye, USA." News sources are saying that 19 of the 22 cabinet names are acceptable. The last three are being blocked from the Kurds, and Alawi is working on the last three issues. Breaking news on Iraqi TV. After all-day meetings and deals, the passage of Alawi's cabinet could be in the coming hours. Sunni blocs at 11:09 p.m. Baghdad time confirmed their support for Alawi, and he is expected to convene parliament to take the vote. Time will tell. Then came the Monday information. Iraqi TV news broadcasting Alawi meeting with the blocs about the vote, stating there will be 302 ministers of the 329 that have agreed to vote. This represents approximately 90% of parliament. Alawi has been pushing to get his cabinet passed by making sure he has the vote secured before presenting it to parliament. It now appears that the vote will be taken on Tuesday or possibly Thursday. And those were the updates for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And here we are, it's Wednesday. So, what say you?
Okay. All right, guys. So, they did 50 trucks left They were calling saying, hey, what's going on? Why are the soldiers meeting? All they did was went to the border of Iraq to build some new bases. That's the reason the truck left. Nobody's going anywhere, but they are building a new base. So that's why they left. So they got all excited about nothing as far as that goes. The vote, if we look at Lowy, he keeps saying he got enough people to vote, but enough people aren't showing up to vote, so that's not going. It was moved from, you know, Sunday to maybe Wednesday to maybe Thursday, and now this morning they're saying they're going to take the vote next Monday. So now the vote is moved to Monday again. We'll see what happens. Supposedly, he keeps saying he has enough votes to pass it, but yet they're not voting. So they're still arguing about something. That much we do know. CBI is educating the banks, putting out information again to the people about the ATMs, how to use them, what the fees are for using them. And as of yesterday, they told the bank they need to start following their procedures and charging fees for certain things at the ATM, because that's how they're going to make their money when the auctions are shut down. They told them to start doing that now. So they are preparing for this. Our banks over here on Friday, they were told to start looking for some new people for their groups because they've lost a lot of people waiting for this. They wanted to get them back and get them trained. Nobody's on standby. Nobody's on alert. Nobody is at the facility. I don't care what these guys have been telling y'all. It's like they've been giving you a whole bunch of bullshit again. Nobody is at the call centers. Nobody is at the exchange centers. They are not. And they're not going to be until his government passes. Because that's the next thing we're going to look for. But they're not going to the call center. They're not going on alert until that passes. So all that BS they keep putting out there, the RV was supposed to start this morning. We were supposed to be at the bank. We're supposed to get the 800 numbers last night, tomorrow. I've seen it all because they keep putting it out, sending it to me, and I have no idea why they keep sending it BS, especially when everybody who gets it from them got to know by now is BS. So, anyway, we are now waiting for Sunday to come to see if they, in fact, do vote. And I told you guys before, it's Iraq. They're going to set dates after date after date until they actually do it. But Iran is winning every time they stall it. You know, Iran is getting another day through the auction, getting more money, and they're intensely trying to do that. So we'll have to wait to see when it's over. Other than that, we're still in a great position. We're still in the game. It's still going. They're still setting dates. He's saying he has his cabinet ready. We just need to take the vote. So whatever day that is, that's the day when we get excited. But from that moment on, we're on the go mode, okay? I told you they had a plan last week. I said I knew the plan, you guys didn't. I said it was based on if they take the vote, which they obviously didn't. So that plan went out the window because they didn't take the vote. So now we're going to have to wait and see when the vote is. And let me see if I can get an update of what's the next target date for them to do this. But if they did what they were supposed to do, the target date was this week. But we knew they weren't going to do it. I mean, I felt they weren't going to do it. But the target date was this week. I will give you all that. So, to get this done by the weekend. But now we're going to have to see what happens with the new time frame. All right.
Okay.
Are we good?
We're good. Yeah, we're running out of time, so sounds like you are too.
Hey, guys. Yeah, sorry, guys. I wanted to get you something and get you some real information. And we'll continue sending the tweets out like we do to keep you guys updated about the real information, what's going on with the plan. Okay. With that, I'm going to tell you, you know, do what I'm going to do. Well, I'm not going to enjoy my day, but I'm going to go take me some more medicine. try and get over this, whatever it is. But you guys do the same thing. We're still in a good position. And I will talk to you on Friday. All right, we're good?
We're good. All right, sir. Take care.
All right, man.
The system looks like it's stopped running, so I don't know if folks can still hear us or not, but it's a chain like it's shut down, so we'll go ahead and close down. And if you all can still hear, we'll have a regularly scheduled call again on Friday. We'll make sure that it's more than 15 minutes. The default kicked in and I didn't catch it, so. But anyway, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
Trust in him. Yes, yes. Hey, go. told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have it.
You can't have it.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
Jesus. I won't be working out if you believe in that.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here. If we're even still on.